Take your Bibles now, if you will, and let's turn to Matthew 6. We're dealing with the great adventure of prayer as we think about in these last few messages and a few in the future here about the Lord's Prayer. Now, we know that the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and that was certainly His prayer, but this is the model prayer. When His disciples said, "Teach us to pray," He gave the model prayer. And we've dealt with some portions of that already. So if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 6, and our verses for tonight, or our verse rather for tonight, is verse 10. Why don't we all stand? Let's stand and bow our heads and say the Lord's Prayer together. All right? You may have it right in front of you there, but let's just pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you and be seated. Tonight we want to talk about priorities, aligning our will with God's will. And that has to do with prayer, and He teaches that to us, I believe, in the Lord's Prayer. Verse 10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." And that's a portion of the Lord's Prayer that we want to look at tonight. Priorities are important. Priorities are things that God gives us in our life to place in our life to be used for His glory. And if we'll have the priorities right, then through prayer and doing those things, then the rest of our life will fall into place like it should. So He's teaching them here, I believe, to pray God's priorities. God's priorities should be my priorities. Whatever our priorities should be, they should align with the priorities of God. And so what is He saying in verse 10? First of all, He's talking about the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thy kingdom come. The reign of Christ. The rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a sense in which the kingdom of God is within you. You say, "What do you mean?" Well, when you got saved, did somebody move in? Who moved in? The King of Kings. And He is to be the King of my life and your life. So the King lives in your heart tonight if you're truly born again. And we say to God, "God, you are the King." Or to Jesus, "You are the King of my life. You are the ruler of my life. And I want to live out the kingdom principles for His glory because He is the King of my life. And I want to please Him. I want to do what the King wants me to do." And that is that we would walk with God and obey the very principles of God. I want to live the kingdom principles. And God, I want You to reign in my life. Be King over all of my life. Now, the visible kingdom of Jesus is not here yet. One of these days it will be here, but it's not here yet. But I believe there's a little touch of that kingdom in me. And I believe He is the King that would want me to walk with God, talk with God, and live for God every day of my life because He is the King who indwells me. I want to do what the King wants me to do, and the King wants me to do what the King wants me to do. And that's just a fact. I believe there's a glimmer of that kingdom among God's people, brothers and sisters in Christ. I have the King living in me. If you're saved, you have the King living in you. And as we come together as a corporate body, seeking the information from the Word of God, the man of God, to do the will of God, because, not just to please the preacher, heaven knows, but to please Him, the King of all, the One who is ruling in my life. And so we come together, we know that we want to live out those kingdom principles. There is a kingdom yet before us. There is a kingdom that is going to come. And probably most accurately, that's what the prayer is about. I think it would encompass these other things, but we're praying for the kingdom that is yet before us. One of these days, thank God, we believe this to be the truth of the Word of God. The trumpet of God's going to sound, and the dead in Christ are going to be raised first. And we which remain and are alive, we're going to be changed. We call that the rapture. And although the word rapture is not used in the Bible, it is the Latin word that means we're going to be taken out. It comes from the word rapier. We're going to be taken up, taken out, pulled out of this world. It's going to happen. And then tribulation is going to come. You've been in a Baptist, Bible-believing, fundamental Baptist church. You ought to know these things and probably do know these things. The tribulation will come, and then the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and set up His what? Kingdom. He's going to set up His kingdom. What will it be like when Jesus sets up His kingdom? How wonderful is it going to be? Well, the Bible describes it by saying that our swords will be turned into plowshares. That tells me that it's going to be good and we're going to be busy doing something during the kingdom age. Our spears will be turned into pruning hooks. That means there's going to be some harvesting done and some work that will be done. Thank God there will be no more war. War is a horrible thing, isn't it? You see these guys that have been in Afghanistan and Vietnam and other places, and they have a limb missing, a leg missing, an arm missing, all of those things. A lot of guys go in thinking they want to fight and they want to be in the battle. Friend, war is an awful thing. Would to God that we didn't have any wars on the face of planet Earth. But we do have them. But one day we will have no more war. And the wolf and the lion will lie down together. That'll be good, won't it? You can have a pet lion. I've always thought it'd be nice to have a pet lion. But I've never felt led of the Lord to invest in one or to house one or let alone to feed one. Feeding my dog costs me enough. I wouldn't want to feed a lion. But the wolf and the lion are going to lie down together. They're going to get along. Everything's going to be like we really would like for it to be. And we ought to pray, Lord, hasten the day when that'll come. Pray for the peace of Israel. Thy kingdom come, we say. Lord, thy kingdom come. Lord, we would love to see thy kingdom come. Now, on earth, there's really about two kingdoms right now. There's that kingdom that's within our heart, but the other kingdom, Satan is running, isn't he? And he is the prince and power of the air, as you've heard me say many times, but he's running most of the world tonight. You say, is God weak? No, God's given him permission. And don't ever think God's so weak he can't stop at any time. But God has given him permission that, as I said, to do that. I said this morning, he is on a leash. God has given him a lot of liberty on that leash. Way on out there, long leash, enough to touch you and enough to touch me, enough to bother us, enough to fight against us. But you can count on one thing, he doesn't like it. When we say to him, you're not the king of my life, there is someone else who is the king of my life, and that is Jesus Christ. He rules and reigns in my heart, and I'm going to do what the king wants me to do. He hates it. When we admit that Jesus is the king of our life, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We need to be seeking the kingdom of God in the sense that we want to serve the king and do what is right. Revelation tells us in Revelation 3:21, him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. I can tell you the devil's going to fight you until then. And he's going to be against you until then. But remember this, folks. You have the King of Kings in your heart. And greater is he that is in you than he that is out there in the world. And so there are two kingdoms in battle all the time. And the devil is ruling and reigning the earth right now in a sense because God allows him to do that. But we have the king in our heart, and we need to mind him and obey him. And that upsets the devil. I like to do things that upset the devil. Too many times I do things that please him. But I like to do things that upset the devil. And that's one of the things that'll do it. Andrew Murray said, the children of the Father here in the enemy's territory where the kingdom which is in heaven is not yet fully manifested. What is more natural than that when they learn to hallow the Father name, our Father which art in heaven, to hallow the Father name, they should long and cry with deep enthusiasm, Thy kingdom come. And when we pray, we ought to mean it from our heart. It shouldn't be just some rote thing we memorize. It has no meaning when we repeat it like many do in a ritualistic way, but really in our heart. Now, he also talks here about, I think, the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rule of Christ. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The first thing we ought to do and need to do is to pray God's priorities in our life. Go to God in prayer. Go to Him regarding those things and pray God's priorities regarding the reign of Christ in our life. That's a good thing to do. And then pray God's priorities regarding the rule of Christ in our life. The reign and the rule of Jesus Christ. You know, many people don't want to pray, Thy will be done. They're scared to pray that. There are a lot of people afraid to pray that. They misunderstand God in many ways, and they're afraid to say seriously, Thy will be done, because they're afraid God might send them to Africa or to India or to some place around the world. Now, if He chooses to do that, that's all right. But God's not just waiting for you to surrender so He can do something bad to you. God is waiting for us to say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in my own life. Nevertheless, Thy will be done so that we can serve the Lord and do His will. Richard Baxter, who was a Puritan writer, said this, Lord, what thou wilt, where thou wilt and when thou wilt. And that's a pretty good way to pray it. He said, what thou wilt, where thou wilt, and when thou wilt. Or what he was saying was, whatever, whenever, and wherever, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I want to be in your will. I want to do your will. And you want that, and that's what I want. I want to be in your will. That's a good thing, isn't it? To want to be in God's will. To have Him rule, to have Him reign, to set our priorities in our life so that we show forth to our own selves that He's ruling in our life. Now, that's how to pray God's rule in our lives. And we need to do that, and we need to do it daily with regularity. I personally am sort of task-oriented. I like to list things down on a sheet of paper as quick as I can think of them sometimes, early in the morning. And then go back and pick out number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it may be. I even like to do that on my day off. Most of it's honey-do list, but nevertheless, we get them down, put them down, and list the first honey-do thing you got to do, and second and the third, and so on and so forth. But God, sometimes I've discovered, wants to change my priorities. I list them, I put them down. And if you're that kind of person, you know, sometimes God says, I got a little surprise for you today. I want to change these priorities. And so what we need to do is pray first and plan later. And I can tell you that'll change your home. That'll change you as an individual. That will change our churches. So sometimes God says, stop. Stop right where you are. Sometimes God said, turn around. You're going this way, turn around. Go the other way. This is my will for you. Do this. Sometimes He sends people by in your life that you didn't plan to come in that day. They sort of can mess up your schedule. But many times, that's God's will. God allows those things to happen. But if we have prayed His priorities and we've said to Him sincerely, God, I want what You want. You're the ruler of my life. You're the king of my life. I want today exactly, God, what You want. And if He wants to change my plans, He is welcome to change my plans. And many times He does that. You see, there are no ultimate conflicts in the will of God for His children. There are no ultimate conflicts in God's will. If we are willing to do God's will, He works it out so that we can accomplish His will. Myself, as a pastor, I have to look at some things like this, and I have to have the kind of priorities that I believe God would have me to have. As a person, an individual, I am responsible to God, not anybody else. First, number one, above my wife, above anybody else, above the whole church, I am responsible to God. And then there is my partner. I have a great responsibility to my wife. Husbands, are you listening? There's a responsibility that you have to your wife. And I, as a man, would say that, and that works in the other direction too. Thirdly, as a parent, if you're a parent, then your kids and your grandchildren should be a priority in your life. God, then your wife, and then as a parent, your kids and grandkids, and then as a pastor, the congregation comes fourthly in my life. It doesn't mean you're not important. It means that these are God's biblical priorities that He has placed in our lives. I've known so many preachers who have got that backwards and put the church as priority, left the family out, and they may have huge churches, but their children are not right with God, and they lose them in the process. That's what I'm talking about. We need God's priorities where He's ruling in our life. And let me tell you, that's hard when you let anybody else rule your life. You cannot let anybody else direct your life. He wants to control my life and your life, and I have an obligation to do God's will, and if I don't do God's will, I have failed, and that is a sin. And I don't want to live in sin. This is a true story told about a little boy and his daddy, and this illustrates what I'm talking about. "Dad," he said, "will you come out in the backyard and help me build a treehouse?" He wanted him there to help build that treehouse. And so he got an answer from his dad, as he often did, and this was pretty much always the answer he got. He said, "Sure, son, but later, okay? Later. I'm really busy right now, but we'll build that treehouse real soon." Just about every time, that was the answer he would give his little boy. This is a true story. His little boy got hit by a car. And as the little boy was lying on the hospital bed dying, the last thing he said was this: "Well, Dad, I guess we'll never get to build that treehouse." You see what I'm talking about? Priorities. We need to have our priorities in order. And God sets them, and we need to pray, "Not my will, but thine be done." We need to pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And let me, Lord, follow your leadership and do the right things." It's an important thing. Priorities. First, parent, especially you fathers, listen. There's a priority. Nothing can be more important than your children. You must understand. That doesn't mean you don't discipline them. That doesn't mean you don't spoil them, that you spoil them and let them have everything they want. It simply means that you must have time for your children and time for your family. And if you're too busy for that, whatever you're doing, I would submit to you tonight that you're too busy for that. And you need to be able to put some time in there for that. Time in that relationship. And then secondly, understand that your Heavenly Father is not too busy for you. That your Heavenly Father is always available for what you need, and He's there for you to go to. Thank God that is true. Our Father in heaven is always available to us. Not only is He the King, but He is our Father. So we need to pray, "Lord, Thy will be done." When things get out of sync, pray that prayer, and then things will get back in sync, and you'll have a life that is a good life. Then he says, "As it is in heaven." This is all part of it. Pray as it is in heaven. Well, let me ask you something tonight. How are things done in heaven? He says in that verse, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now, we know it has a latter meaning, but I think it has a meaning right now to us, that God wants His will to be done here. What do you think the angels do up in heaven when God gives a command? I believe that they do His will. I believe the hosts of heaven would do the will of God. Do they argue with God when God says it should be this way? Can you imagine an angel arguing with God and saying to God, "God, I know that's important, but I really would rather wait and do that tomorrow." I don't think an angel would say that to God. Can you imagine an angel saying to God, "I know you said send Gabriel, but I believe Michael would be the one that we ought to send." I just don't think they would do that. I think they would do exactly what God says. They do His will immediately. They do His will unreservedly. They do His will unconditionally. And they do His will, yes, Baptist, joyfully. They do it joyfully. I believe when He gives a command in heaven, they smile and go about their business. If such a thing exists in heaven, they go. They do it immediately, without reservation, unconditionally, joyfully, as they serve God. And so He commands, and when He does, they obey. Now, what if we would do that? What if we would always do that? Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And that involves you, and that involves me. I believe if we'd pray that and mean it, things would be better. I believe that we could get our lives in sync with God. Think of what could happen if we really meant that we wanted God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, in our church, today. That's good for now, not just for later on. It's good for right now. Think of what could happen. You say, "Well, preacher, I've been trying so hard, and it seems like God's not hearing my prayers. And I've wanted to do that, and it just seems like he's not listening to my prayers." Let me tell you, God does not, first of all, have to give us any details about what He wants to work out in our lives. Whatever His will is, we pray and we mean it, then God will take care of it. And if we're praying, "Thy will be done," and we really mean it, I can promise you that the forces of God are at work in answer to that prayer. We may not see it, but God is working, and it's going to be done. Now, how do we discover His will? We want to pray that, and we have a responsibility to it. How do we discover His will? I think we have to find God's will before we can be committed to God's will. If you don't know what God's will is, you're not going to be committed to God's will. And let me give you a statement by George Mueller, and then about three steps that might help us do that. George Mueller said this, the great man of God and missionary, "I never remember a period that I ever sincerely and patiently sought to know the will of God by the teaching of the Holy Ghost through the instrumentality of the Word of God, but I have been always directed rightly. But if honesty of heart and uprightness before God were lacking, or if I did not patiently wait upon God for instruction, or if I preferred the counsel of my fellow men to the declaration of the Word of the living God, I made great mistakes." How true that is. And he knew something about that. So quickly, three simple steps. First of all, agree with God that you'll follow Him one day at a time. Agree with God that you will do His will and follow His will one day at a time. And then secondly, agree to follow Him even when He does not spell out all the details. Agree to follow Him even when He doesn't show you up front all of the details. Just be committed to do that. And then thirdly, agree that you'll let Him be your way. In other words, you'll allow Him to lead the way. Pray that. That would be God's priorities. And that's what we're saying. That's part of that verse. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Let me pray these priorities in my life. John 12:26. "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And the point of that verse, the first part of that, "If any man serve me, let him follow me." In other words, do the will of God. Follow the will of God. Now you say, preacher, if I do that, does that guarantee that I'll never have any problems? Ask Brother Jones after the service tonight. Ask his family. No, it does not mean that there will not be problems. There will be problems. And we know that they're going to come. But let me tell you something. It's better to be in God's will when there are problems than it is to be out of God's will when there are problems, because there are going to be problems. And just because there are problems doesn't mean we're out of God's will. And then the amazing result comes from doing God's will. What are those results? I believe a more fulfillment in my life and more joy in my life, and that'll be true in your life as a believer. When we are doing God's will, when we pray this prayer and that portion of it, and we really mean it, we will see, I think, powerful results, and we'll see the joy of the Lord in our lives and more fulfillment in our lives. So he directed the prayer to all as he prayed and as he taught us to pray. Who directed that prayer? It is an all-powerful God. He's the one who directs the prayer. He's the one that has told us how to pray and what to pray. This is the model prayer. And the elements in this prayer are elements for you and for me today. And so he says what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We should be willing to pray that prayer. Now let me ask you something tonight in closing out. Is Christ really reigning in your life? Do you understand that you are part of his spiritual kingdom and he lives in your body? And as king, he should be the one who is in charge. When we try to take charge, and we don't mean this prayer, and we don't pray this element of prayer, however we pray it, in our prayer time, then we are in trouble before God. Is Jesus reigning in your heart tonight as king? If he is the king in your heart, you're going to do what he says do. If he is king in your life, and he tells you not to do something, you're not going to do it. And so I ask the question, are you fulfilling this prayer? Is he indeed, in fact, reigning in your life as king of your life? And then are you doing his will? Are you doing his will? Saying yes, as if you were in heaven. That's what he wants out of you and me, to be the king, to be in charge, and for us to say, we want your will to be done right down here in our hearts, in our life, in our family, in our church. We want it to be done just as if we were in heaven and you told us what to do, and we would do exactly what you told us to do. His will, I can tell you tonight, one thing that is his will is for you to get saved. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Well, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, all should come to Jesus Christ. So I can tell you tonight that it is God's will for you to be saved. And you may have prayed this prayer 1,000 times or hundreds of times, scores of times in your life, at funerals, at other weddings, at other things, and prayed the Lord's Prayer, but never understood what you're really praying right here. Thy will be done. What is God's will for you tonight if you're here without Christ? Are you listening? Are you here without Christ? Do you know if you died, young man, young lady, couple, you, somebody here in this building, do you know if you died tonight you'd go to heaven? You say, no, I don't know that. Well, I can tell you, God's will is for you to be saved. And you can say this prayer as a ritual as many times as you want to, but you won't get saved until you come to him and ask him to come into your heart and save your soul. Christian, he wants you to judge sin in your life. He wants us to judge sin in our life. He wants to be the king of my life right now, right here, on this earth, right now, just as if it were in heaven. How are we doing, folks, before God? Let's stand, please. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Surely that day will come someday, and we pray for it, but we need to live it out right now as he is the king of our lives. Father, speak to our hearts. Help us to realize the elements of the Lord's Prayer that you've given us, and know what it means to us, not only in the future, but what it should mean to us in our daily lives. I pray if there's someone here that's not saved, that they would be saved tonight, not by praying this prayer as such, but by praying the sinner's prayer, admitting their loss and coming to Christ, being born again, ready to meet you. And Father, I pray that as believers, we would really mean it when we say, Thy will be done. May it be so in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.